Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning. Glad to have you with us on this Juneteenth. This is Jim O'Hara with news on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. It's 9:04. The Libertarian Party of Iowa has chosen a candidate for the first congressional seat in southeastern Iowa. IPR's Zachary Oren Smith reports the party faces an uphill battle for the seat.
Libertarian Nicholas Galuba says Iowans are tired of the United States' involvement in supporting conflicts in Ukraine and Israel.
I don't want my children and my constituents' children to have to fight in another war because I saw that firsthand. Nobody else needs to ever see that again. The United States has people here that need money, that need the United States to be backing them, not backing foreign wars.
Galuba enters the race with incumbent Republican Representative Marionette Miller Meeks and challenger Democrat Christina Bohannon. The Libertarian Party is a recognized political party in Iowa this year after winning 2% of the vote in the 2022 gubernatorial race. I'm Zachary Oren Smith, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather. Slight chance of showers today, tonight, and tomorrow. Today, mostly cloudy with a high of 90. Overnight, mostly cloudy, low about 71. For Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 91. On Think, last summer, former military officials testified to Congress about UFOs. And once again, the nation's imagination was ignited. The history of America's fascination with UFOs. That's at noon today on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara.